This is going to be a phenomenal year. And what's nice is that we're starting a little bit early. We're starting in October this year. Nice work if you can get it. A classic. This is the one I always think of, Matthew Broderick. He starred on this one on Broadway. Did a great job with it. And then a really fun one, Elf, the Broadway musical.
And it's fun. November.
That's November.
The holidays.
12th and 13th. So it's great. Before the hustle and bustle of the holidays. Yeah. It can ease you into the holidays.
Yeah, very much so.
A lot of fun. And then Anything Goes in January, another classic. And Sister Act.
Yes.
That one is going to be filled with some phenomenal singing. And that's in February. This is one I hadn't heard of before we brought it. It is the prequel to Peter Pan. It's called Peter and the Starcatcher. That is going to be good for adults and children. And then the Million Dollar Quartet. But it is a story of four young musicians, Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins, all in the same building doing a recording.
Sun Records.
Yeah, Sun Records. And so it talks about the recording session, and I think that's going to be pretty cool.
Huge. Series is available to buy?
To buy. The series is available. I don't think single tickets go on sale until late July or August.
Okay.
So at this point, we're doing buy the series, get the best seats.
Excellent.
Yeah, I think it's for about $206, you can buy. That I think that's where it starts at, okay. About $206 for all six shows.
Beautiful.
We just wrapped up two shows of Beauty and the Beast, which were so gorgeous, and the kids coming. And so we're finalizing the series next Saturday. So it's Easter weekend.
Yes.
We have two shows of Memphis.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Memphis is a story I saw on Broadway. It's a story of a young DJ, rock music. He fell in love with a African-American singer and kind of the segregated
right.
world that the 50s was. And their forbidden love and how that developed. Now, we can't move beyond next week without mentioning we've had an exhibit, Toulouse-Lautrec.
Yes.
He is a really interesting artist. This is an interesting exhibit that we have because he painted posters. He made posters of the time in his art. Yeah. And the posters that he made are from kind of not so nice areas. It's kind of the seedy love life of Paris in the late 1900s. Just a very, very talented artist. And if you imagine, you know what posters look like when they've been hanging a while. Some of these are originals.
Really?
Yeah. And,
oh, my.
And so they were just, you know, made on paper that probably wasn't made to last. And so it's a very rare exhibition. It's based out of Greece. There's only four stops in America in the pavilion in the Visual Arts Center until June 8th.
Okay.
We've been having all sorts of fun activities around it, and you can check out our website for all those. But we have the Toulouse-Lautrec drag show. It's next Friday night. We did a drag show with Andy Warhol when he was here, and I think there's going to be six drag queens doing their thing, and we're going to have the runway, and it's going to be gorgeous. We had like 500 people.
Oh,
we were pushing the limits.
Oh yeah.
Call the box office, and that's, I think it's just regular admission to Toulouse-Lautrec.
Jersey about Boys.
Seven performances, May 21 through 25. This, I haven't seen it on Broadway, but I saw this one out in Vegas. I didn't think that I'd know a lot of the music. I'm embarrassed to say I knew every song.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. It's Frankie Valli
and the Four
and the
Seasons.
Four Seasons. Right. It's their story and the music, and it just is, it is adult. There's some adult language. So do not bring the kids. No, seven performances. So if you are interested, sooner than later, because I think these are gonna sell out.
Where do I go for more information, tickets, all that good stuff?
WashingtonPavilion.org. You can call the ticket hotline at 367-6000 or be friendly, smile, and come into the box office.